This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Well, January the 19th, 2022. Shock of all shocks, a very cold day in New York City. So stay warm, bundle up, put your Cowboys thing on. Whatever it is that you do it right now. We have a lot to do. Today, the Wednesday, a day I don't particularly care for because it has no feel, but it is Stump Rothenberg Day. So we'll get going with that at about 6:45. RJ has vowed to be better in Stump Rothenberg, screening the questions. We'll see if he does that. Knicks blow a game they probably should have lost and then probably should have won last night. Islanders, oh my God, a lot of Islanders, a lot of Superbox bonanza conversation, all of it coming up this morning on DPHRO and Rothenberg. But before we get to any of it, the last time I open the show for the week until Rick does tomorrow, and we say good morning to one Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. I'm not happy with you on the stump day.
What have I done?
You told me the Knicks were going to bounce back and win last night. That's what you told me yesterday.
Wait. When did I tell you the Knicks were going to bounce back and win last night?
You told me yesterday.
No, I did not.
That the Knicks would bounce back.
No, I did not.
And beat the Timberwolves. That's what you told me.
No, I did not. I said nothing of the sort. I said it's important to do so. I said they need to get that done. I never said they're going to. Never once did I say that.
What I took from you yesterday.
No.
The Knicks would come out.
No.
And they would win last night.
No.
You lied to me.
I did not. Yeah, how dare. Listen, there's a lot of things. I mean, listen, I'm barely functional, okay? Really. I'm up. It's the middle of the night. The alarm went off. I didn't know what was happening. I got confused. I wake up. I'm a mess. It's freezing. Guess what the temperature was in my room when I woke up this morning?
56 degrees.
No, not that. Well, what? 56?
You said it was freezing.
Well, 62.
Well, 62 is cold.
It was freezing, so I'm...
Well, I thought freezing. What do you keep your bedroom at, 68?
Well, I don't know. Well, Sherry lowers it in the middle of the night. Like, we have this fancy, stupid thermostat that she got, and like, every hour it adjusts. So, when she wakes up, it's like 69. But when I wake up, it's like 62.
62 is a bit chilly.
It's freezing. I get up, I get the... And the last thing I expected was this ambush from you coming after me that somehow I said yesterday that this was going to be a Knicks victory. I want... If that happened, this is like the grassy knoll. I never said anything of the sort. And if you really believe I did, I'd like you to produce that audio.
RJ, find that audio. He assured me yesterday, Kemba back, they would win last night. They did.
I didn't even mention Kemba.
You mentioned Kemba.
I didn't even think the words Kemba Walker came out of my mouth yesterday.
I heard it.
RJ, before you go on your massive search in futility, do you believe that I said the Knicks will win the game last night?
I don't think you said they would win, but let me just go now and search the entire show. So I'll talk to you guys at the end of the show after I search 3 hours.
No, you know what? We don't need that attitude. I'll tell you that. We don't need that at all. It's not like we spent 3 hours yesterday discussing the Knicks.
I'm going to parse through all 3 hours.
No.
Yep.
There was bits and pieces.
Nope.
Of which we discussed the Knicks. You go through those bits and pieces, see, in fact, if we did. But I can guarantee you right now, to save you 3 hours, we did not.
Listen, Mr. 62 degrees. I'll let you know at the end of my search.
And by the way, how dare you? We have commercials. We did the Superbox Bonanza for a few minutes yesterday. I mean, we
a lot of box yesterday.
Crosstalk. We did CMT. How dare you?
What a
hours.
Job you did on Crosstalk yesterday, though, David.
Did you feel like
oh my God.
Like it's changing?
Did, I was going to mention it after the show, but I was...
Were you overwhelmed?
I was so impressed. I was overwhelmed. It's like when you...
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPiero.
Yes.
We got Dave with us for the next 15 minutes. Your ability, and this is what makes you great.
Yeah.
To allow talent to just roam.
Roam.
And just find exactly where they need to be comfortable is second to none.
I see it. I see it.
You know what it's you know what it's like? It's like setting up Steph Curry for the shot. Like, I'm driving the lane. I'm dishing off to a wide open Max Kellerman who's knocking home the 18-footer. That's what it felt like I did yesterday.
Yeah, which in the past it was more like the, you know, Evan Fournier late in that game. Dribbling himself into a double team. Yesterday, however, was, I mean, that's as good as it gets. Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no, I feel when I finished the show and I went to nap for a little bit, I put my head on the pillow and I was like, you know what? That was as good as I can be. Yep.
That was RJ, look for, because I think I remember the audio, the actual audio. I asked Dave yesterday. So I said, you know, he was talking about, you know, how he just rambles on and on about, you know, how important this game is for the Knicks. They'll bounce back. So I said, so you're telling me, Dave.
This is a lie, by the way.
You think the Knicks will win.
And you're a liar. You're a liar.
He said, I'm like a doo doo da. That's how he said it. That's how he said it. I remember it.
No, you see these Netflix dramas?
Macadoo.
There's the audio right there. That's how you answer the question.
Do you know these Netflix dramas where they're like, Steven had 29 personalities? We didn't realize that, but he didn't have any recollection of that. He has 29 personalities. That's you. That's you. You things are happening that aren't really happening. And in your life, I think you need help.
Big news, jazz hands.
If you think that yesterday I said the Knicks are going to win this game, you're crazy.
I remember it vividly in my mind.
Wow.
Phooey.
You are talking to a guy who cried during Sing 2 the other day, too. So you could be right. There could be some kind of
I'm right.
issues I'm going
I never. Because, and you know what? Watching a Knicks game for me is like a death.
Oh.
Because you know when someone dies and you go through all the stages of grief and sadness and, you know, fond memories and all, that's watching a Knicks game for me. I'm watching it, I'm angry. It's like, come on, again you come out like this. You guys are so frustrating. I can't take it anymore. You know what? They're not going to make the playoffs. There's no way they're going to be a top 6. I'm done. Right? Not really done, but I'm angry. And then they go on this you know, phenomenal comeback. They take the lead. And now I'm like, wait, I'm back. I'm excited. They are legit. Look at this team. They fight. They scrap. Randall, Barrett makes some shots. Fournier good. Walker plays. I'm back. And then in typical Knicks fashion, late stages, they stink. The body's now dead again. And the Knicks, stop, by the way. With your top 6. There is no way.
I did not. Time out.
You said top 6. You discussed top 6.
No, now you're lying. You said, what is your hope for this Knicks team? Best case scenario. Best case scenario. Not what do you think they'll end up. You said, what's the best case scenario?
And I tried to downplay it. I was like, you know, I don't know. The only team they can really catch is Cleveland. You're like, oh, they're going to catch Cleveland and pass them. I believe the quote was, top 6 is in their future.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst. You started this. Admit you lied.
I stand by. You said they're going to mac a do.
I did not say. First of all, if you're going to imitate me, do it right. I don't have that kind of tune.
Mac a do.
I'm not like they're going to mac a do. No.
Mac a do.
Yes. Where is that song? Can I hear that song, by the way? I love that song. Do we have that? I mean, Santiago's amazing. He finds a song that nobody's ever heard before, and now he can't find it when we ask for it.
I want to play that during Knicks games, like when they're in.
Who's on the dribble that falls down the court? Back I do. Who's going to make that layup and score?
So good.
Mac-a-do.
By the way, the great, and she is great, she loves the show, tweets about it all the time. Hour two in the middle official. It's in hour two. I always listen to the podcast again, she says. This is just Jen. I don't believe that Dave, in fact, said they would win.
See, this is one of your people. This is, I mean, you have an
one
army,
of my people,
an army of people who will
I have honorable
defend you.
Truth tellers is what I have.
You have a bunch of maniacs that for some reason dream of one day reaching the fanatical heights of one Dave Rothenberg.
What happened to you? Really? Did something happen last night that you're taking all your anger out
the
on
Knicks
me?
Happened. The Knicks happened.
But why is it my fault? I don't like it either.
Sprinkled in 10 minutes of Yellowstone yesterday. I was having a great afternoon. And the Knicks happened.
Only murders in the building, by the way. That's my next show.
You're going to love Yellowstone.
I understand, but that's a commitment.
No, it's not a commitment. You'll buzz right through it.
It's four seasons.
It's binge-worthy. I'm telling you. Stuff is happening. Crazy stuff is happening every episode.
Oh. I don't love Westerns.
It's not a Western.
It has that Western feel.
It's based in Montana. They're cowboys, but it's not Western. I mean, this is.
Does John Wayne make an appearance?
John Wayne does not make an appearance, no.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
I'm told, is it Peaky Blinders? I'm told that's what I should watch next.
Yeah, listen, watch what you want. We suggested as a show that you watch Breaking Bad. Were we wrong?
Couldn't have been more right.
You'll
RJ says to me, as if I didn't know, he goes, John Wayne died in 1979.
This is the beauty of this show.
Yes, RJ, I'm familiar that John Wayne is not with us anymore. What do you think, I'm Don?
Oh, dear.
That's not fun. That's not funny anymore.
Not funny anymore. Oh, dear. No, give him credit. He lasted way longer than Don had him going.
Yeah. What, City Party? It lasted like two extra years.
Is this me?
And look at Magic. You killed Magic. He's still kicking. This was years and years ago you killed Magic.
Right.
The Lakers are trying to kill Magic.
Nobody had any idea that Magic was going to die.
It wasn't my fault. You heard there was that like moment of I don't know what I'm saying. You heard it.
That was on a national show. That was on Stephen A. Smith's show.
Yeah,
you did that.
That's right.
I was in my car. I was like, oh no.
Uh-oh. Stop it. You're so full of crap.
I am telling you.
There is no way you had the, oh my God, Magic died, because I said it. And then like before you could even process it, I said, oh my God, no.
Nobody had any idea that Magic was going to die.
You went to break.
I did not go to break. You're a big liar.
I was like, Siri, did Magic Johnson die? I was like, oh my God.
There was no such thing as Siri.
Yes, there was.
This is like 7 years ago.
No, it was not 7 years ago.
Stop it. You really are. You are the worst. By the way, can I bring something up? And I'm so impressed with this person. I was so unimpressed with the selection, but so impressed. Guess what I received via email yesterday?
I can't even.
My gift card to Starbucks from my
Tenmo. No, stop it.
Yep.
It got there that quick?
Well, it was email.
Emailed. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm impressed.
Just
by
a wild scene.
It's a man of his word.
That's right. So I have now received my Starbucks
gift
card.
You've got mail.
Of which I will not use. I will not spend a penny of it until the Titans lose to either the Bills or the Chiefs, and then I'll wait for my next Starbucks gift card.
If you win this next bet, and now we're looking at two gift cards.
He might need to call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He'll have an issue, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, next, he'll be on Gordon's show next, because we know Gordon has a serious issue.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll have their own gambling segment. It'll be him, Gordon, and Anita doing their own gambling show.
I think so.
What do you have action on? Everything.
And not only that, but his takes are terrible.
Listen, let's not beat up Mike T. He had a sketchy take. I think he was trying to appease Santiago. Santiago, people are scared of Santiago because they don't know what he's capable of doing.
You say people are scared of Santiago. I don't think you know this. Santiago was involved in a robbery this morning.
No. Please tell me someone stole his phone.
No. Nobody stole his phone. He went into a local Dunkin' Donuts. As he was purchasing a coffee, a man robbed, burgled, as some would say, the Dunkin' Donuts. What did Raymond do? As the man stole vanilla milk, chocolate milk, everything within that refrigerator? He stood there, he let the man run right by him and out the store, and did nothing.
It's just not for Ray.
Ray, explain what happened.
Two things.
First of all, burgled is strong. The guy ran in, took something
there
from the little refrigerator and ran
burgle
out.
Burgle a house.
I shouldn't even say ran. The guy walked out, and before I realized even what was going on, he was halfway down the block. I hear the guy yelling.
He went into the store, took something he did not pay for, and left the store.
Right.
You made
it sound like I took part in an armed robbery.
I didn't say there was a... See, all you guys take what I say and then create your own reality. No, I said you were accessory to burglaring.
How am I accessory, though? Again, because I had no idea what was going on.
I would say more of a witness than an accessory.
No, he sat...
A little bit more.
They screamed. The man behind the counter was like, "Stop him!"
That's not what he screamed.
Have you seen Ray play softball? What's he chasing him down?
Now you're going to swing it? stop him! He has a strawberry milk. Santiago's like, what?
That was never mentioned.
Huh? Can I open the door for you, sir? So you can run your way right out of here.
You dropped something. You dropped this chocolate milk.
is this cruller yours?
Why don't you give him some munchkins before he leaves? All right.
Yeah. Santa, you're an accessory.
Again, I don't see how, but I mean, let's say I did realize actually what was going on there. Are you going to try and make like an open tackle on a guy at 3 o'clock in the morning at a Dunkin' Donuts where there's nobody around? Are you going to do that? You have no idea what's going on.
If you were a good Samaritan, you would.
I'm not sure that you would.
Is it worth getting stabbed for like a
exactly? Have you paid attention to what's going on around here lately?
Sure. So just let the people run wild.
What would you do in that situation?
What would I do? I would accost him. I would hold him up against the wall. I'd put his hands behind his back.
I'm going to do everything I can to protect that bottle of water. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, before you go, ask me where...
Steve Francis go to college? It is Wednesday. Get me ready. Give me a five. I tell you what, you give me a quick five pack, I'll look the other way. Bets instead.
Grab me a strawberry milk while you're in there, all right? I'll meet you at the corner.
That's right. Now I have fractured glass in my rear. Get me some stuff. I'll meet you at 53rd and Broadway. We'll divvy it up. You're like part of a gang. Santy?
It's a bit strong.
Were you wearing the Cowboys thing in there?
It's like 30 degrees outside.
Is that a yes?
He's got a heavier Cowboys thing he's wearing.
That's right. It's a Cowboys thing. He takes it off. Another Cowboys thing. Takes that off. He's like one of those Russian boxes.
Yes.
Another Cowboys thing.
Oh, it's a Cowboys tank top.
Another Cowboys thing. It's like those Russian boxes. By the time you sit down, he's 108 pounds. Just Cowboys things. There's 45 of them on the side. Oh, my God.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Honest with yourself, and you admit that I never said the Knicks would absolutely win that game last night. Very frustrating loss. 5-point lead, 3 minutes to go. You know, it's funny. Julius Randle goes to the line, 24 seconds left, down two. And I'm watching the game with Ben, and they say he's 8 of 9 at the line today. And I said, there's no way he's going to make both of these foul shots. No chance. Why would you say that? He's 8 of 9. First one misses, and then you know. And that final possession, Rick. Oh, my God.
It wasn't just the final possession, though. I mean, RJ missed the free throw down the stretch. Fournier got trapped, turnover. Then Barrett decides he wants to throw a cross-court pass that gets picked off by Edwards.
That was some pass, huh?
And then he drives past D'Angelo Russell. Russell gets his hands in, and, ball. They end up replaying. It goes out of bounds off of RJ. So, there's three empty possessions right there. Last 3:41, Dave, they didn't make a field goal in the last 3:41. They had 3 points, and it was all free throws. That's not how you close out a game.
No, they deserve everything they get.
So, bad start. Another bad start. They're down 10 at the half. 13 turnovers in the first half. Come out how you would expect them to start the game in the third quarter. Kemba gets it going. Fournier's making big shots, and he has 13 points in the third quarter. I hated how they ended the third quarter. Hated it. Great. It was a great third quarter. I didn't like how it finished. That carried over into the fourth. They had the bench there. They had to rip them off the court because the bench, they were a liability once they got out there. And then Fournier had a couple wide-open threes from the left side that he missed. And then, that last possession, I get it, it's good defense, but I didn't love that possession either.
Oh, because you don't want Evan Fournier driving to the basket for your final possession of the game?
And then Jalen Noel running amok. That's my favorite Clyde, running amok in the fourth. So, that's a team. That's a young, athletic team. But when you look at where they're at in the West and where you're at in the East, they're pretty close. Now, I don't want to say mirror images, but they're similar teams.
Minnesota's better than the Knicks.
They have more talent than the Knicks.
More talent. The Knicks don't have Karl Anthony Towns.
No, and it doesn't help when your two bigs foul out. And that fifth foul, that fifth foul Mitchell Robinson took was just ridiculous. It was just
Even Breen, the Knicks announcer couldn't believe what was happening.
The Knicks committed 30 fouls in that game yesterday. 30. So I don't know, man. This team is so inconsistent. It feels like we're going back to a couple years ago where it was like, forget being inconsistent game to game. It was, it's half to half.
Within the game. I'm watching the game last night. I'm like, oh, God, they're down double digits again at home. They come out flat, all annoyed. Like I told you. And then the second half, boom, all of a sudden they ratchet up the intensity. They start hitting shots. They're playing well. They take a lead. And you think, you know what, maybe they're going to win this game. And then they rip that right away from you again. You have a 5-point lead with 3 minutes to go at home. And like you mentioned, you can't put the ball in the basket now?
No, they couldn't. Too many empty possessions, man. Too many empty possessions.
Awful.
And then, you mentioned Karl Anthony Towns. That's the play of the game. Well, that's the play of the game. You got Randle playing center, and he gets the layup and one, that 3-point play. That all of a sudden, that makes it 111-109 Wolves, and they couldn't recover. It's everything. It's the 13 turnovers in the first half. That's way too many.
What, they have 18 for the game?
Well, they had 13 in the first half.
And I think they had 18 for the game.
They had an awesome third quarter. They got 40 points, no turnovers, and they have 5 more turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's too much. You're not winning games with 18 turnovers.
No.
It's just too much.
Especially when you can't execute and you're missing free throws. You're missing big-time free throws late. It's a recipe to lose.
You want to hear some excuses?
Oh, I love excuses.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Tom Thibodeau is the fourth quarter called differently by the officiating crew.
It's not that it's played differently, and it's also officiated differently. So there's an intensity to it, and you have to understand it's not the same as the first three quarters. It's different.
I like that. It's not that it's called differently. It's played differently, and it's called differently.
It's called differently because it's played differently.
Well, I understand that, but he says it's not like it's called differently. He's like, because it's played differently, so it's called differently.
Yeah, there's no excuse. You say what you want. You make all the excuses you want. There's no excuse to have a game where you come out again. It's a 1 o'clock game on Monday. I get it, right? I played with plenty of guys that just
Stop.
Couldn't.
No, you know what?
No, no. I'm not making an excuse.
The other team endured the same exact situation as you.
I understand that. I'm not making an excuse. It could be a reason. I'm just saying, throughout my career, there were certain guys that could not play afternoon games. They would just, no matter what, it wasn't because they were out late, whatever. They just could not get themselves ready for a 1 o'clock game. So I understand that. I don't understand how after that, what you saw on Monday, how bad that was, to show up flat the following night at home makes no sense to me.
Maybe it was the unfamiliar lineup. Maybe so. Let's take a listen. Here's Evan Fournier with the unfamiliar lineup at the end of the game.
Well, I think a big part of our turnovers late was because we had four, you know, guards, and so we had either myself, RJ, or AB playing the four, which we never do. When you're, you know, playing against a team that's aggressive, that's basically when you need, you know, space the, you know, the most, so you can just go, you know, pass and take advantage of that. But you know, when you're supposed to play at a position that you never did, can be a little tricky. But coach is right, we have to do a better job with the ball, because, you know, I mean, it's too important. You know, we have to get a good shot, and our execution could have been better down the stretch, 100%.
I can't listen to the excuses.
Well, who should have the ball? Let's play the game. Who should have the ball late in the game?
Not him.
No. Who should have the ball?
RJ Barrett.
Or?
Julius Randle.
No, Kemba Walker should have the ball.
Well, he did score well last night.
No, he did. Fair. Well, I mean, at one point he made that long three at six straight points. Like, he's the one that should have the ball.
But is it fair to say of any of the guys that should not have the ball, that would be him?
Yeah, I mean, Fournier, and he was good last night. He actually played defense yesterday for a minute, which was nice to see. But he's a catch-and-shoot guy. That's when he's at his
best. That's what he is. Driving into a double team to try to win the game or tie the game is not the situation
I'm
looking
for. That's not what you drop.
No.
That is not what you drop, no. No, and they had no timeouts. So, yeah, this is, again, I get it. I mean, Kemba misses nine games, then he's back, and now, I mean, he's in the lineup. So there hasn't been much continuity. But in a situation like that, I mean, I don't make all the excuses you want. You can't miss free throws. There's no excuse for that. No excuse for missing the free throws. And then, I mean, RJ Barrett, I don't care what the lineup is. Why are we attempting a cross-court pass there in that situation?
Because they're not familiar with each other. And that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
When you're not familiar with your teammates.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'll tell you my thought process of how this went down and then apparently tell you what it is. I thought it was Schoen, right? Joe Schoen. Then KJM says, no, guys, it's Sheen. Okay, all right, it's Sheen. Charles, so now it's brother, Joe Sheen. Now, Tom Rock and Newsday puts out, it's pronounced Shane. I give up. I don't know how it's pronounced, and I'm not going to try anymore. I'm going to call him GM Joe.
Joe Shane.
So now it's Shane?
Text Renan and ask him. Renan, though.
I could ask Renan.
He's up.
You know what? It's a good.
You never know with these names, though. I mean, this is. We found out that it's not really Kelsey. It's Kel. I mean, this is.
Yeah, but once it's just locked in like that, like, I'd like to get his name correct so that if he gets the job, we can now ride with that. Is it Huska?
If it was Huska.
How do you say
Huska?
That name, by the way? Is it Huska?
I didn't know who that was until he played.
Well, you didn't know who Joe was, GM Joe.
Oh, it's LaViska? LaViska, sit with me, Bobby. But here's the thing. Kelsey, like, that's now grandfathered in. If you allow it to go on for years without correcting, that's now your name. He's Kelsey.
Yeah, he's not changing it, no. No, there's no change in that now. Let's just get it right. I mean, if this is going to be the guy, and we're going to get him and Dable, I mean, that's exciting for you.
Does it feel to you like he's the front runner at the moment?
It does.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Come on, be honest with me. Shane Dable, you'd feel pretty good about that.
No, I feel really good about it. I mean, didn't we talk about this the day after the Bills game? Like seeing what, forget the GM for a second, because again, I mean, this is, you know, he works under Bean. So, I mean, they work together, but I mean, we know of what he's been able to do there. I mean, but what Dable's done with Josh Allen and where you're at with your quarterback, if there was anyone that was going to figure out how to get the best out of Daniel Jones, you would figure it would be him.
Do you think, not what you want, do you think Daniel Jones is the Giants starting quarterback week one of next year?
I do. Financially, it makes sense. I don't know what, I mean, especially with this neck injury now, you're not, I mean, what's his trade value at the moment?
Probably very limited.
You don't have a lot of money to spend. You got to fix your cap. I mean, that's part of the reason why he had Mike Glennon, right? It was just financially. I don't know why they let Colt McCoy leave. I mean, at least the guy showed you that he could go and win a football game for you.
Terrible. I'll tell you what, and I'm sure the new regime, whoever it is, will do. You have to bring in a legitimate backup quarterback.
Like, you could, listen, whoever you bring in could think that Daniel Jones is fixable. But still, even if you think he's fixable, he's shown you that he's going to miss a couple games a season at least.
Oh, absolutely. See, I would almost prefer, like, you bring in a guy that can really compete with him.
I think that's probably what they'll do.
Hope so.
That would make
I know it's not sexy, but you tell me Mitch Trubisky is not someone that is at least competent to start in the NFL?
Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense, though. I mean, if you're bringing in...
Well, that's his guy, right?
Well, yeah, and he knows the system that you're going to run, which means he could help. I mean, he could help in the quarterback room to teach it to Daniel Jones. I mean, they really have done Daniel Jones no favors, though.
No,
none.
They've made this as difficult on Daniel Jones as humanly possible.
Very, very Jetsy.
Very.
And take him at six, which puts way more pressure on him than there should be.
Then you have as many offensive coordinators as we could possibly think of. A million different schemes. We'll do nothing to help you with the offensive
everyone's
line.
Everyone's hurt.
Right?
Yeah, they've done him no favors.
No favors whatsoever. RJ, I'm told that you're going to be the best version of yourself this week in Stump Rothenberg.
Nah, time will tell, right?
It really will. Let's line up the calls, please. 1-800-919-3776. Rick, before we start, are you playing Stump Rothenberg this week?
I'm always participating.
Okay. So you're going to play. RJ's got the barrage at the end. Santiago never involves himself
in
Stump
Rothenberg.
You know
what I don't like, though? Isn't the whole point of us doing segments, like when RJ does, you know, CMT, we want him to do great because we want CMT to be great.
Absolutely.
I ask you questions, and I think I ask you good questions, hoping that you get it right so people can see how smart you are. Why is there a listen on Saturday and Jake is going out of his way to try to stump you with these questions?
I think people want to bring me down.
I don't like it.
I think people, no, because I think that it's like, who's the smartest guy in the room? And people are trying to show that they're smarter than me. And sometimes that happens.
Yeah, but see, I'm not willing to just come up with some bad question.
But I don't think Jake has been asking bad questions.
No,
I think Jake
has
intentionally been asking very difficult questions.
He takes such joy in it, though.
Yeah.
You can hear it coming through the speakers. He just loves it.
You know, it's like striking out Babe Ruth. If you strike out Babe Ruth, you feel a way about it.
Like, you weren't going to let him, like, yeah, you accidentally didn't have him ask his question, and, like, the segment was going to end, and he's like, oh, no, Dave.
Well, I got my question. Hang on for me. Here I am.
Look at me.
You know what? Everybody wants to play Stump Rothenberg. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Remember, Mel Kiper's first mock draft drops right at 7 o'clock.
Who's first? Right now, tell me right now, who's first?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Hutchinson, all right.
You want me to give you five?
If you can give me the top five, I'll be
ready.
Really,
why don't we each do five?
Well, we got to do Stump Rothenberg.
You can rattle off five quickly. RJ, write these down. I'm going to go Hutchinson, Thibodeau, then I'm going to go Neal, Hamilton, and the kid from NC State for the Giants.
Ooh.
Ike, whatever his name is.
You don't have Stingley in your top five, huh?
Not my top five. Which may be a misstep by me. Where are you going to go? Give yours.
So who did you say the last one was? The Mississippi tackle?
NC State. Ike Iwakamu, whatever his name is.
Would you be happy if you took the center and the tackle?
Yes.
With 5 and 7?
If they took the kid from Iowa and Mississippi State or Alabama or NC State, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that would be nice work.
Not only would I be pleased, I would like them to do that.
That would be real nice.
Are you going to give your five so we can play Stump Rothenberg?
I'm going to give my five. I am going to go with... I can't go the same as you. I think he's going to like Hutchinson, though, too. All right, I'm going to go, just to be different, I'll go Thibodeau first. I'll go Hutchinson, two. I'm going to go Neal, three. I'm going to go...
go Stingley.
I'll go Stingley, four. And then I'm going to go with... Can't go safety that high. This is just talent-wise, though, right?
Who he thinks he's going to take.
Oh, I think it's who he thinks they're going to take.
Yeah.
I'll go the kid...
from Purdue?
No, I'm going to go the kid... the kid Cross from Mississippi State tackle.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right, Santi, let's go.
Confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You'd like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by, listen closely, Rick, Jack Pocket. Jack Pocket.
Well said.
Thank you. And we start... as we always do, Andy in Merrick. Have at it, Andy.
Good morning, DNR. David, in light of the return of the hockey show this Saturday,
yes.
I have a hockey question for you.
All right. Rick, you're going to involve yourself here if I don't know it.
Current Colorado defenseman Cale Makar is on a ridiculous 16-goal and 32-game pace, a half a goal a game. Now, you know that Bobby Orr is the all-time leader of defensemen with goals per game average. But can you tell me who ranks number two?
For defensemen?
Defensemen all-time, Hall of Famer, goals per game average behind Bobby Orr.
So who do we think? We think maybe Paul Coffey could be up there.
I would imagine Coffey has to be up there. I got a great parachute story about him if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Ray Bourque could be up there, you think?
I got a great Ray Bourque story, too.
I'm sure you do. Can we focus on me? How about Phil Housley?
Ooh, got a good Housley story, too.
All right, you apparently have stories about everybody. Can you help me for a minute here?
My initial instinct would probably be Paul Coffey, but...
how about Potvin?
Ooh, a little Denny Potvin.
See, Andy is diabolical like this.
I like that.
Because he's an Islanders apologist. Hockey show returns. Because I'm getting into the psyche of Andy.
Get into his head.
I'm going to go Denny Potvin because I think he's trying to punish me.
Potvin's got four cups. Correct.
Nice.
And well you were done. Nowhere to be found helping me there. Well you have done. Stories about everybody, but the help was nowhere to be found.
All right, I threw in my two cents. This isn't Stump Rick. This is Stump Rothenberg.
All right, 1-0, Matt Cranford. Matt, let's go.
Which quarterback is the all-time leader of passing yards and passing touchdowns among quarterbacks without a playoff appearance?
I hate questions like this.
So most yards in a career...
career passing yards and career passing touchdowns of quarterbacks who never made it to the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, that's a good one. Could be.
Rocking out with his shirt off at the Buffalo Bills game. Savage, I love it.
Could be. Carson Palmer's been to the playoffs.
I'd be very impressed with myself if I got that right.
I think it could be. Jay Cutler's been to the playoffs.
Yep.
I think you're right. Let me just think quickly here.
Just think quickly.
I mean, because he's got to be top 40.
Really comb over this.
It's got to be top 40 of all-time quarterbacks to...
Well, that's why I thought it was crazy when Greeny was all over the Washington football team.
He's never been to... And then now, of course, he's hurt.
Fitzpatrick's never been to the playoffs.
Alex Smith, I think, is there, but of course he's been to the postseason. I think you're right. We're going to go Harvard's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes, Rick.
I'm done. I'm done for the show. Thanks.
Look
Thanks
at you.
Out. Let's pretend this is crosstalk for the next hour and 5 minutes. I'm tapping out.
Are you going to let me roam is what you're going to do?
I'm going to let you roam. This is going to be a Rothenberg-only vehicle.
3-0, maybe? Pete and Monroe. Pete, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for getting me on. Real
you
quick.
Got it.
Tom Brady has 11 playoff losses in his career. I'll give you the 3 repeat offenders. Give me the other 4. He lost twice to Flacco, twice to Eli, 3 times to Peyton. Can you name the other 4 quarterbacks that beat Brady in the playoffs?
All right. Well, what was it, Tannehill that he lost to in his last start in New England, right? Rick?
Yep, correct.
That's Titans, yeah.
Okay. All right, so they won last year. So these are all New England then. Did you say Nick Foles?
Nick Foles, that's 2. You got 2 more to go, buddy.
So Peyton, you gave us, right?
Say that again?
He gave us Peyton. Then they lost to Denver in 2013 also. Who was the...
Yep, I gave you Peyton, I gave you Flacco, and I gave you Eli. Got 2 more to go. One's a hometown guy, you should know.
Come on, Dave.
All right. Got to think back now. So this... Got Peyton, obviously give us Eli. Did you give us Mark Sanchez?
Boom. That's number 3. You got 1 more.
There's 1 more. You gave us Flacco. You gave us Eli.
Gave
us Peyton.
We lost to Denver.
Lost to Denver.
Denver in 06, was it? With that,
who was it?
That was that Denver game. Jake Plummer, then.
Jake Plummer. Boom. That's it.
Jake the Snake.
And that's all of them, right?
That's all she wrote.
Rick, that was pretty well done, wasn't it?
Really, that's really, really well done.
All right, you got one?
I got one, yeah.
Okay.
And because I like to keep it topical, I'm going to ask you this question.
All right.
And it ties into our last question that we just had. Can you tell me the team with the most playoff wins, NFL team with the most playoff wins since 1958, most playoff wins since 1958?
I think it's got to be the Patriots, no? I'm going to go with New England.
You are correct, my friend.
Yeah.
New England Patriots, they have, and the reason why I ask you this question is because they have 37 wins, followed by the Steelers, who have 36 wins, and the Cowboys, who have 35. Care to guess how many wins Tom Brady has?
It's like 35, right?
35.
Yeah. By the way, do you recognize what's happening right now?
Yeah, you're going perfect. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it.
4-0?
Yeah.
Right, why don't we take one more and then RJ can go with the barrage? Brian in Smithtown. Brian, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, fellas. Love the show.
Brian.
Happy to be on.
Thanks for making the call, buddy. What do you got?
Here's my question. There are 5 colleges or universities in America that have produced both a Super Bowl winning quarterback and the United States president. Can you name at least 4 of them?
Yes, I believe I can. Delaware is the most recent one with Joe Biden and Rich Gannon. That's correct?
Joe Flacco as well. Yes, good job.
Yeah, Rich Gannon did not. Did they have to have won the Super Bowl? Or gone to
won
a Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco.
Okay. All right, so Stanford.
You got it.
Stanford is Elway and Plunkett, and I believe Herbert Hoover.
Nicely done.
Roethlisberger and Harrison would be the Miami University in Ohio answer there.
Terrific. Toughest, that's the toughest one. Come on.
Yeah.
RJ said to go four. I think you're going five. Let's get all five.
Gerald Ford and Tom Brady would be Michigan's own.
Nice job.
And for Santiago, the Naval Academy produced Jimmy Carter and Roger Staubach.
Wow. Wow.
You're the man. Guy's a freak of nature. Unbelievable. Excellent job. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's so good. That's such a good question, too.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
It's a well-thought-out answer.
Take me out to dinner. Hey,
what was that?
That's a reference to Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's a thing right now. We don't need to explain it.
Okay. All right. Do you have your little rapid fire?
I am. Well done by you.
Thank you. Why do you feel proud of me at the moment?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
What are we, 5-0?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ty Law.
Michigan.
That is well done. Adam Morrison.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, that's an easy one, right?
Sure. Weeping on the floor against UCLA.
I remember that.
Good Jordan draft pick, too.
Very.
Alan Faneca.
LSU.
Easy. Easy.
Too easy.
This one's easy, too, but I enjoyed watching this guy. Quincy Doobie.
Rutgers.
Yeah. Walking bucket. And finally.
Is this a tough one?
Tougher. Not tough to the point where you should not get it. Todd Heap.
Arizona State.
That is correct.
I am too smart.
I mean, come on. Can I get a...
That's too good.
I mean, come on.
What is that, 10-0? Is that 10-0?
Yeah, 10-0.
Padding the stats now is all you're doing.
I mean, that is Stump Rothenberg.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Are you a little scared of RJ?
Slightly, yeah.
You are in charge, no. And everyone's a little bit on edge when you're around. You're the Chris Mara of the show.
I take that as an insult.
No, it's not meant to be an insult.
You just shined a light on how you really feel, and that's troubling.
Doesn't respect you.
You think I'm just the lingerer in the meetings with bad opinions?
No.
The shadow GM.
You know what, Santiago? Cut it out. You are broken.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
No, we didn't do the read, RJ. I'll do the read right now.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Pulled in so many different directions. It's amazing I can make it through the show in one piece.
Yeah, excellent job with the clock, too, by the way. Well done.
If you weren't yammering at him about parachute stories, let me tell you another story about parachutes. Did I ever tell you this one? All right, we promise.
Can't help it.
It's here. I know you can't. Listen, you have a lot to give, a lot to say. RJ, do me a favor. Pull up our predictions here for what we said Mel Kiper would have at his mock draft. Shall you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Rick, I have it right in front of me. It was just...
Shall you?
He talks to me like I'm the help.
First he says you're the shadow boss, and then he treats you like the help.
Fetch me some water, shall you?
Shall you?
All right, that was very funny. Are we ready?
As we'll ever be.
Okay. Top overall selection. The Jaguars. Aiden Hutchinson, number one,
well
from
done.
Michigan. Aiden Hutchinson. Revisit where we predicted here, RJ.
You had Hutchinson.
Uh-huh.
Rick, I think, would have had Hutchinson, but
here we go.
Well, he said he wanted to be different.
Well, you know what? Part of me, too, is a good story. He went to Michigan, you know. Mm-hmm. Lions had the second pick.
So Rick did not have Hutchinson.
I did not, no.
So that's 1-0 for me.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. Second overall pick. He has Kayvon Thibodeau. Little write-up, number one overall high school recruit, how dominant he is as a pass rusher. Take us back minutes ago to who we each predicted in that spot.
Dave, was correct, Rick had them flip-flopped. He had Thibodeau going one.
You know what? I don't even think that's a bad job by you because you're trying to be different. You wanted to mess with the order of operations a little bit, and you went there. Fine.
I wanted to cover our bases. You know what I'm saying?
You know like what? Fine. So let's just say it starts now.
Okay.
Three, Houston, Evan Neal.
Both correct.
Both got that one right. Okay, great. Four, your Jets, Kyle Hamilton, safety, Notre Dame.
No. Why are we going to draft more safeties?
That's what he has, because this kid's a dynamic safety.
No, I know he's dynamic, but I mean, could we get a legit corner, please?
Well, the reaction there would tell you that Dave was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Rick had Derek Stingley, the corner out of LSU.
Yes.
Stinger.
So that's 4-for-4 for Dave, I believe.
No. Yeah, it is 4-for-4.
Yep.
Damn it.
RJ, let me give you the quick read about Kyle Hamilton from Mel. The Jets had big defensive issues in Robert Saleh's first season as coach. From the front seven to the secondary, they didn't get after quarterbacks and they couldn't cover pass catchers, which is a recipe for another top five pick. Hamilton would fill a void at safety, especially if Marcus May leaves in free agency. 6'4", 220, has rare traits for his size, can play in the box or as a center fielder. He had 8 career interceptions for the Fighting Irish. He was one of the most versatile defenders in college football for the past 3 seasons. Hamilton played in only 7 games in 2021 because of a knee injury, but I'm told he'll be ready to work out at the combine in March. Jets also picked number 10, and they could get help on offense right there. So Hamilton, 4.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, I don't hate
How
it.
Could
I
you
mean,
hate it?
No, I don't hate it. I would rather, I mean, give me, I would prefer the corner. I'm just saying. That's okay. What I would prefer.
All right. And then lastly, number 5, he has the Giants taking Ikem Ekwonu out of NC State. Where did we predict that one, RJ?
Dave, you had that in the correct spot at 5th. And Rick had Charles Cross out of Mississippi State, who Mel has going 6.
Stop so pandering close to him. So give me a so quick close recap, RJ. Out of the 5 we predicted, Rick got how many?
Rick got 1.
Oh, 1. And out of the 5
really
we predicted...
I really got 3, just because I flip-flopped.
Okay, you know what? Rick got 3.
Rick got 3.
And Dave got?
5.
Oh. Oh, is that right?
Oh, good for you.
I am smart.
A perfect 5-for-5.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you were the Jets at 4, would you want the safety over the corner?
No.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
But that's not the point. The point is you were five for five. I read
I
the
it.
Mind of one Mel Kiper Jr.
Listen, let's go jump to 7 quick.
Let's go through the top 10. Let's go through the whole thing.
There's a lot of people that think Ajabo is going to have more of a will translate better to the NFL too. More upside.
He has Charles Cross, offensive lineman with the Panthers, going 6. You mentioned Ajabo. He has Ajabo going to the Giants out of Michigan at 7. I want to hear a quick write up on Ajabo.
Are you going to read it?
I asked you a question.
Yes, I want to hear a quick write-up. This is a Giants pick we're talking about, potentially.
All right, always tough to project for teams that haven't hired new GM, so here's my thinking for this pick, which comes from the Bears and the Justin Fields trade. The Giants have some solid options on defense. Fair to say they underperformed as a unit in 2021. The best way to get better as a whole, pressure the quarterback, which helps every level of the defense. Rookie second-round pick Azeez Ojulari had a very nice season, leading the team with 8 sacks, but they don't have another top-tier edge rusher on the other side. Ajabo can help the pass rush immediately, had an incredibly impressive season, racking up 11 sacks, 5 forced fumbles while playing opposite my projected number 1 pick in Aiden Hutchinson. Doesn't have Hutchinson's all-around game, has to get better against the run. A pure pass rusher, very high ceiling. With these 2 top 7 selections, New York can get high-end starters on both sides of the ball, which is exactly what they need.
Exactly what they need. Or exactly. Just let's clean up the offensive line would be nice, too.
You almost can't go wrong, though, right?
You better not go wrong with 5-7.
No, you better not is right. 8, Atlanta, Derek Stingley. 9, the Broncos, N'Kobe Dean. And 10, the Jets take receiver out of USC, Drake London.
Yeah.
Boy, that's analysis, yeah, huh?
Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, they're taking a safety and a wide receiver.
You don't love it at all. But you do need to give Zach Wilson as many pieces as
I get
you can
it.
Have.
just refresh my memory, Dave. Where did the Jets defense rank this season?
They were awful.
They were the worst in the NFL.
Worst
correct?
In the NFL. They were dreadful.
Okay. What do they always say? What have we always been told? We were doing the show with Candy when they talked about, you know, how do you protect the young quarterback? Yeah, you need offensive weapons. I agree. Offensive line, hopefully, you know, Becton comes back and he's figured it out. Veritucker was really good. Offensive line was actually a lot better than I think a lot of people thought.
Yes.
Moore's already shown you that he's going to be a stud.
You got Corey Davis back.
Get his head out of his ass. Hopefully Corey Davis shows up. We need a tight end, that's for sure. Let's address that in free agency. You like Michael Carter, right?
Yeah, Canty
used
nice
to always
yep.
tell us this, though. One of the best ways to protect a good quarterback is have a good defense. And currently you have the worst defense in the National Football League.
It's a fair point. And you're adding an elite safety in this draft. You get what's the kid from Cincinnati that hurt him his Achilles last year?
Lawson?
Yeah, is it Carl Lawson? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he comes back. And it sounds like you don't have any other picks.
Well, we still don't. I mean, we really don't have corners. I mean, corner's an issue. And then we don't have any. I mean, tell me the last time we had a legit edge pass rusher.
Why are you not going to pay Marcus May, though?
Because it's not one of their guys. This is what happens when you. Listen, this is what happens, though, when
but
you
this
have.
But this doesn't make sense. So you're
not going to pay him off
Jamal
Achilles.
Adams, and
they're
you get a King's ransom for him.
They're not
then you
pay
draft
him
Marcus
off
May. And you're going to lose him. Now you're going to draft another safety?
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to pay him off an Achilles. I mean, they're going to pay him what he wants off an Achilles?
Well, but maybe what he wants off an Achilles is not what he would have gotten pre-Achilles injury.
Yeah, but you know he feels away because they didn't extend him. And they gave him, you know what I mean? And he didn't make his money and he blew out his Achilles.
Yep.
I'm absolutely sure
feels away
about
it. So you don't like this mock draft for Mel Kiper?
No, I don't. I don't think
you know what,
like
RJ,
it
would be nice? Not today because I'm sure he's overwhelmed. What we should start to have Mel Kiper on.
Tell Mel Kiper this, RJ, when you talk to him. I will personally send him a pumpkin pie once a month if he agrees to be on
would
the show.
Would you sign him up with like a pumpkin pie of the month club?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So the plan's gone.
I will send him pumpkin pies. His house will be littered with fresh pumpkin pie.
Would you send him pumpkin pie a week if he said he would do a weekly on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rick, we didn't run through the entirety of the first round. Would you like to hear some more kind of key pieces in that first round from Mel?
Yeah, give me some key.
All right, so the first quarterback off the board I actually find surprising. Washington at 11, Malik Willis out of Liberty.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what?
I'm not surprised by that.
No? Vikings take the corner from Cincinnati. Ahmad Gardner. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver from Ohio State, stays in Ohio and goes to Cleveland. This to me, would be a great pick and makes sense because they always seem to get such great value. Ravens, 14. Tyler Linderbaum out of Iowa.
I would like to see the Giants take him.
My understanding is 7 seems very early for a center, though, no?
All right, we'll trade back a couple picks. I would love to do that. Listen, didn't we say the same? Now, Andrew Thomas is good, but we're going over, I mean, because they had their pick of the litter, whatever offensive tackle that they wanted. I mean, didn't we say it? I know we said it at the time. I mean, Tristan Wirfs is jumping out of pools and everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want an offensive lineman, where do you go? Looking for offensive lineman. Where's a good place to start?
Iowa.
Yeah, okay.
And I love Linderbaum. I just think 5 or 7 too high.
When you have a good center, all you talk about is, oh, especially with the young quarterback, having a great, you know, the amount of how important the center is. When you have one, it's great. They're the most important guy on the line. Then all of a sudden, you don't have one, and we want to downplay.
If you told me the Giants took the best offensive lineman at 5, Linderbaum's there at 7, they trade back to 10, they get another pick or two later in the draft and get him at 10 or 11, I would do backflips over that.
It's a home run.
Devin Lloyd, linebacker for Philly at 15. Philly goes 15, 16, 19, by the way. I can't say this name. Arnold Ebikete out of Penn State.
Close, yeah.
Is that not how you say it?
Well, I don't know how to say it.
So why are you laughing at me then? Maybe I got it exactly right.
Maybe you did. I thought it sounded good.
Arnold Ebikete.
You can't get the Giants GM's name right.
Well, because it changes every 10 minutes. It started as Sean, then it was Sheen, and now it's Shane. Jordan Davis, defensive tackle to the Chargers at 17. Kenny Pickett to the Saints at 18. That makes sense, huh?
Well, they need a quarterback. Yeah, they got to figure
desperately,
out what they're doing.
Desperately. Chris Olave to the Eagles at 19. Another quarterback off the board at 20. Matt Corral to Ole Miss. Did you see this report?
That's RJ's guy, by the way. Remember that? He loves Chris Olave. Loves him.
RJ Santillo?
RJ Santillo, yeah, Don. The Don of the show, RJ
That's
Santillo.
A great memory. See, Dave, you don't care. You don't listen.
Well, because RJ Bell, also who went to Ohio State, also loves Chris Olave.
Yeah, he's been on the show countless times talking about Chris Olave.
You know, I talk to him every Saturday. So, see, this is what he does. He belittles people.
Well, I see which RJ you prefer.
And I think it's a great word that you used for him. He is the Don of the show. See, nobody would realize it until you see what goes on behind the scenes. He's pressing buttons. He's manipulating everybody.
No.
That's exactly what he is.
No, Rick just brought up a great point. The name RJ was said, and your head went to RJ Bell. That's who you think of.
Oh, he's got a man crush on RJ Bell for some reason.
Yeah, it's okay.
He loves
Matt Corral to the Steelers, 20. Did you see the report yesterday? And it can't be true that the Steelers said they're going to ride with Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, but that's not that new.
You can't do that.
No, I heard that. I heard that before the playoffs started. That question was posed. What do they do with the quarterback? Because Ben's gone, and they're gonna try to ride it out with Mason Rudolph.
They've invested so
much into him.
Tell you what, they go Mason Rudolph, and this he's never been below 500 streak of Mike Tomlin. That says goodbye.
I wouldn't put anything past Mike Tomlin.
No, neither would I. You better hope this doesn't happen.
No, I hope it doesn't happen.
Patriots 21, Jameson Williams.
Yeah, great. Makes sense.
Kuiper says he would have been a top 10 pick if he didn't tear his ACL in the title game.
He was supposed to be the first wide receiver off the board, wasn't he?
I know. And now he has him going 21. Andrew Booth to the Raiders. George Karloftis, defensive end out of Purdue, to the Cardinals. Trayvon Walker to the Cowboys, 24. Trevor Panning, offensive lineman from Northern Iowa, to the Bengals. That's the help they need to protect their franchise quarterback. Jahan Dotson to Miami, 26. Buffalo, Trent McDuffie, corner out of Washington. Sam Howell, quarterback from North Carolina, to Detroit at 28. Cam Thomas, defensive end, San Diego State, 29. DeMarvin Leal, defensive lineman, 30 to the Bucks. Kyler Gordon, 31, out of Washington to Tennessee. And Trey McBride, tight end, Colorado State, to the Green Bay Packers, 32. So he's the Packers winning the Super Bowl.
It's going to be a great offseason. It really is.
The best. Oh, we're going to Vegas for the draft, right?
And going to Vegas will see Celine, which I think will be nice.
RJ will be with us.
Yeah, we'll take RJ.
He'll be we'll turn to him. It'll be like Kramer with the caddy. He'll turn to him. What do I do? I have two nines against a seven, RJ. What do? You split those right now?
See, I have to ask the question, though. Which RJ are you talking about? I have no idea. That's probably why you want to go to Vegas. You want to see RJ Bell.
Sleep at RJ's house. That's what we'll do.
You want to see RJ Bell. That's the only reason.
Would it blow your mind if me, you, RJ Santillo, and RJ Bell all went out for dinner?
That would be mind-blowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.